This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio that we have every week, courtesy of the DJV ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here, along with me, Doug Steffen, to go through the top 10 items from the world of talk radio, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and you can imagine pretty much, probably without too much heavy lifting even, what the big stories of the week have been, the people on the list, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think I'll go through them quickly, starting with the people list. There are a couple of names on here I don't even recognize. Joseph Biggs at number 10. Anybody know who he is? What his reason for being on this?
Biggs.
Joseph Biggs. Yeah. Okay. Andy Biggs from Arizona.
All right, so number 9. I mean, look at, we can look him up, but I don't know who. It may have something to do with the Capitol attack investigation.
The Proud Boys leader arrested in Florida in connection with the Capitol.
Okay,
I'm happy I don't know his name. That's a good thing.
Me
too. I didn't even know who the Proud Boys were until the debate.
Right.
I'm telling you.
And they can go away fast.
No other word.
Yep. Okay, so number 9 is Jen Psaki and Amanda Gorman. These are all people that have been pardoned. Here and there, a bunch of them.
Well, Jen Psaki is the new White House press secretary, and Amanda Gorman is the kid who performed at the inauguration, who read the poem at the inauguration.
Yeah, right. Kind of cute. Nice. Yeah, that was a nice touch. Number 8, the pardon people, Bannon. Boy, did you see his hairdo? What in the world is with him?
When is Steve
Quarantine.
Bannon never,
yeah.
like, when
Quarantine
has he ever
too.
Looked okay? He
looks
like a homeless person.
Dirty. Yeah, he kind of. All right, number 7, Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. Number 6, Pete Buttigieg. Did I do it right
Buttigieg.
For the first time?
Nope.
Buttigieg. Pelosi is 5, McConnell is 4, Harris is 3, Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. There you go. The switcheroony has taken place. The story list has at number 10 the Capitol attack and the investigation of that. Education situation at number 9. More and more, I've noticed, I don't know about where you are, but the schools are getting back into open mode pretty fast. Are they where you are in New Jersey?
They've been open in New Jersey. They've done 2 days in, or 2 or 3 days in, and then 2 days off. So
what's
been open
point
the whole
of that?
Time.
What is the point of going one day and staying home the next day? What is that supposed to
because
do
it's,
for us?
The thinking of it, I guess, is that it's in shifts, so there aren't so many kids all at once. So that it's not like a crowded classroom, and it gives...
Do some children go one day and other children go another day?
No, everybody's doing stuff all 5 days. And depends on what county you're in. In the county that I'm in, Monmouth County, we're now like the hardest hit county with COVID. So they're doing, I think, 2 days in and then virtual for the other 3. But that's recent. That just changed. So, yeah.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, like I have a couple friends who are teachers in Manhattan, and the kids are in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Private
what
school.
About
public school's a mess.
Jay, you're down in Nashville. What's the situation with schools there?
I don't know. My kid's not in school yet, so I really
right.
don't pay attention.
6 years old, paying attention, yeah.
All
right, out in L.A., Jennifer, what are they doing? That's just a mess there.
What do you think the answer is?
Stupid. Everything in Los Angeles is stupid.
It's really sad. Schools have been closed since March. Yeah. And what is this going to do? What is this going to do to people? What's the long-term effect?
It creates a waste of a whole... Imagine if you live 80 years, 1/80th of your life has basically been wasted. Especially if you live in California. I mean, think about it that way.
You know, I guess I'm just extra angry this week because my grandmother passed, and we had plans to get together, not to do anything crazy, but to just rent a house together in the middle of the country, in the middle of the state, in Central California. We were going to do that around Easter time, and I was stripped of spending my last healthy holiday with my grandmother because she got sick. I wasn't able to see her, and now she's gone. And You know, I'm angry, and I think other people are angry.
Right,
there has to be a better way to do this.
And they need to take the power washer. I was talking about that earlier. Take the power washer to the politicians in California to sweep them all away, get rid of all of them. Number eight is the economy. I thought it was interesting that the congressman, I'm not sure where he's from, his name is Steve Stivers, says the next round of checks, the stimulus checks, ought to go only to people who get the shots. What do we think of that? Yeah, that's his proposal.
That's stupid. Because no one can even get the shots right now. If you were going to say, and I've never heard of this person, but if you were going to say it should only go to people who are unemployed, I would be for that. Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. If it's only people who are, you know, at a certain income level, okay, I'm for that. But only people who got a shot? Like, that's just crazy. A lot of people
from
are ticked
Ohio.
Off because
I know who he is.
Oh,
I know this guy. Yeah, okay. I know.
There's a lot of, for that.
There's no way that you can mandate, you can't reward people for taking a vaccine. I'm sure that would be challenged. I don't know.
Right.
But, there are a lot of people who are disappointed because of the $1,400 checks going instead of $2,000. A lot of Georgia voters are ticked off because it looks like the next round of stimulus is actually going to be $1,400 instead of $2,000, and they're saying,
a lot of people got $600. Yeah,
right. But they're saying it totals it, but they feel like that was an asterisk and that they actually were hoodwinked.
They need to learn how to read and think.
Well, the problem, though, is some people haven't even gotten that $600 because they haven't filed their taxes yet.
For 2019,
right.
You're not going to get anything until you file your taxes.
Right. And so if the $1,400 passes, if you haven't filed your taxes, I don't know where that's going to, I don't know. They're going to have to change
that. My accountant said that people who are entitled to it and haven't done their taxes will be able to take it as a credit on their tax return for next year. That is their 2020 tax return.
That does nothing. You know, people need cash in hand.
When have they thought things through with the IRS? Hello?
I know.
Yeah. No, there's no thinking anything through. Anyway, this guy Stivers says he thinks if you encourage people to get the shots, then that'll be better. He referred to it as herd immunity. So you get the check. Here it is. Get a shot in one arm and stick your other arm out and get a check.
Doesn't involve vaccines. Herd immunity is naturally letting the virus.
I'm just telling you what the guy said.
Well, then he needs to look up a lot of things. He needs to Google a lot.
He's been a congressman for a while. I remember him. Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the economy, as I said, is number eight. Our relationship with other countries, which has been on the back burner, it would seem, at least as far as our attention is concerned. That's number seven. What we were talking about, the Russians being investigated by the new administration. Give us a few details about how that's going to take place, because everybody's now really focused on the Russians as well as the Chinese. I think they ought to be more focused on the Chinese, frankly. But, yeah, continue the focus, put the heat on the Russians, because the arrogance, Putin is such an arrogant SOB. He just kind of thumbs his nose and gives his middle finger to everybody. Doesn't pay any attention. I want to do this, so I'm going to do it. And nobody gets in his way. It's like, you know, he was the don of a mafia cult or something. Mm-hmm. Don't get in my way or I'm going to bump you off, which I guess, in fact, is what he does.
That is what he does, yeah.
So, if you get in his way, see you later, alligator. So, anyway, what is the basis of the Russian probe, Jennifer or Victoria, with regard to the Russians?
And this SolarWinds, that's the massive cyber attack that hit 250 U.S. government agencies and companies. That was traced almost immediately to the Russians. So that's Joe Biden has asked the U.S. intelligence community to investigate that. They also are investigating the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. He's Putin's biggest opposition. And, of course, you know, famously he was poisoned and, you know, happened to be on a plane and Germany saved his life. So now, for whatever reason, he's back in Russia. I guess he wants another dose. So they're going to investigate that. And then the reports that Russia offered bounties to the Taliban to kill American soldiers. I mean, I was really surprised when this happened. I mean, I have no time frame anymore because everything's a blur. But when this happened, I don't know, maybe was it mid-2020 when this happened? I was so surprised that we didn't have a real response because that was Trump's,
investigated. No one talked about it, but the investigations are investigations. I mean, it's not like anything is going to be new here.
Did they find any connection there?
I don't know if there ever was anything solid, but I will tell you that one of the things that really kind of irks me is that while we talk about investigations, there are a lot of benefits going on day one to the Russians and the Chinese through the XL pipeline. By canceling that, this is so stupid. It's like a payoff to China and Russia. By canceling that pipeline, it does not mean that that's poof going to go away and I'll automatically save the environment. It just means it's not going to go to America. What's going to happen is that Canada is going to keep drilling and they're going to send all of that oil where? They're going to send it to Russia and they're going to send it to China. Russia and China right now are making out already like bandits, and I think they're probably just laughing at the fact
that pipeline, though,
there's a huge percentage of that was for exports anyway. So that's not really going to change.
But we're the top export of that pipeline. We not only get the money for the jobs, the people who are put to work, but we also are the number one beneficiaries of that pipeline.
12,000 people are out of work because of this, right?
12,000 and $1.5 billion in payroll money that's going to be gone.
The Russians don't need the oil, but the Chinese do. And that brings me to the next in terms of foreign affairs. The leader of the counterintelligence unit at the, I think it's the FBI or the CIA, Michael Orlando, has joined the chorus now, as far as the government is concerned, the first strong voice, and this is for the Republicans, the Democrats are beginning to look at this now, pointing to China as our number one problem, our major national security threat, our business, everything, and I'm happy to at least see somebody has come out from under a rock, because there haven't been any conversations about this at all, how bad the Chinese are when it comes to everything, basically.
To be fair, Trump talks about it all the time. So
he didn't do anything about it, really. He talked about it, but he didn't do anything.
He's the only president in our lifetime who tried to actually get a good trade deal with China.
Yeah, but it's not much deeper than that now.
We
need to stop allowing people in some way, shape, or form, and especially the retirement boards at CalPERS and most of the other state organizations that are investing in Chinese companies that are building up their war machine, to take a shot at who? Who do you think they're going to take a shot at?
A lot of politicians are in bed with the Chinese.
Well, they better not be in bed. We better find out who they are and make sure that they're wiped out. Because the Chinese, this guy Orlando said, the Chinese Communist Party is the long-term biggest threat. It's the threat of the century. There are going to be economic and national security challenges. They are at war with us. That's what this guy says. So it's time we wake up to that. President Biden needs to apparently come up with some new director over there, but this guy's involved. He's been involved with the Chinese all of his career, chasing Chinese spies all over the place. It's time we listen to him, and this is our situation is dire. It's coming up to 19 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV show colleagues, Jennifer Horan, she's the J, Victoria Keelan is the V, and we have Jay Kirshner, who's taking care of social media. You know what I would like? If you would look around, Jay, for a few minutes and see what some of the things that pertain, some of the things that are on social media. Well, we're actually at the number six item on the story list this week, which is censorship in social media. So maybe I'll start with you. Our handle, by the way, on Twitter and Instagram is DJ at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. We normally don't post that sort of thing, although it might be interesting in terms of the direct question about censorship in the social media world and whether that really impacts us. Is this a good thing or a bad thing, do you think, when it comes to all of the exaggerated claims and stuff? But aren't we supposed to be, you know, this is another tear or rip at the education system. I don't know that we know how to differentiate between, you know, some of this stuff and figure out what's true and what isn't or what the facts are. Do you find that to be the case?
Yeah, for the most part. There are still some users who are kind of on the fence where some people are saying social media, they're all privately owned companies. They can do what they want, where other people are throwing in freedom of speech and that they are diminishing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is kind of the way it is, but under the circumstances, well, I don't know, how do you curb or control that? Hey, isn't it up to the end user and not the, isn't it up to the person who's reading it to try to figure out? But
you know, I think how you fix it? You get consistent. I think, look, they're private businesses, and so they can do what they want, but they're also, and we've talked about this before, sort of found themselves as a utility, which means that they would be subject to oversight and more scrutiny. So here's how if I were running them, and this is just Jen's world, but if I were running these companies, I would come out and say, we have our own terms of service, basically. But we are going to be consistent in how we treat people. So, for instance, there's a video from Snoop Dogg that's up on YouTube right now that shows him assassinating President Trump. So if you're going to take down President Trump's account for insinuating that there's violence, then go after all the videos that show people beheading him and shooting him and threatening to kill him, and take those down too. I mean, if that's the path that we're going to go down, just have a standard and be consistent. Right now, where conservatives are feeling really bad is that they're saying that President Trump incited a riot. They're incited all this stuff. And many people don't believe that that's true, and that other things where they say we want to kill him are still sitting up on Twitter and on Facebook and on other platforms. So
Twitter, I agree with that, Jen. Twitter has been just with their head in the sand because
out of control.
When Obama was in office and he was the first president on Twitter, there were the same types of videos of him being assassinated and horrible, horrible things that no one ever talked about. No one ever did anything about it. And so Twitter has been a disaster, I think, from the beginning when it comes to political stuff. They do have terms of service. It is what all of us check the box or no one ever reads. But I do think they need to be more vocal, and I do think, absolutely, they need to be more consistent.
All right. So there we go. Number five on the list, as we work our way up toward number one on the story list from Talkers, is the executive order department. I think most of the focus is on the pipeline, from what I can see.
There's a ton of stuff on immigration. Yeah. There's a ton of stuff on COVID, limiting deportations.
When you say a ton of stuff, Jennifer, what do you mean?
On the first day, Biden did over 10 executive orders. Yesterday, on his second day in office, he did, I think, another 5 or 6. And then on his third day in office, he did at least 2. So he's doing a lot of executive orders, some of them with COVID, some of them about immigration.
Well, but what
others,
affects us?
I mean, one of the most controversial ones.
By some of these things.
I think one that's controversial that no one's talking about is that he sort of ended female sports because he allowed transgender people to now, biologically male people to play female sports. And I don't know what that does to female athletes.
Why would that
biologically
be an
female
order?
Athlete.
What's the urgency of that?
Well, there were a lot of transgender rights that were stripped under Trump, and he's restoring them. That's where it came from.
All right. Number four coming up in the next half hour, the pardon list. That's next.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign 2 more executive orders Friday. One focused on raising the minimum wage to $15, but only for federal employees, while average Americans are assured $7.25 an hour. And the other action, expanding assistance for Americans in need. Workers trapped at a gold mine in Kixia, China, since January 10th may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route. A total of 22 workers were trapped underground after the explosion. Comedian Dave Chappelle was set for a big weekend of shows in Austin, Texas, but after testing positive for COVID-19, the shows have been canceled. The producer, Live Nation, says Dave Chappelle is quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. Ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds. End quote. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Biden's cabinet confirmation hearings continue. USA Radio News' Wendy King takes a look at the transportation secretary position.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg defended a decision to halt the Keystone XL pipeline during his confirmation hearing to become the transportation secretary. Senator Ted Cruz, a vocal supporter of former President Trump, criticized President Joe Biden's action canceling the pipeline as part of his flurry of executive orders after the new president's inauguration. The controversial pipeline had been stalled by the Obama administration when Biden was vice president, but it was favored by the Trump administration. Cruz said the move would cost thousands of union-paying jobs. Buttigieg countered by saying that the jobs will be created in the clean environment sector, and the administration can't ignore the negative environmental impact that the pipeline would foster. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was also questioned from Republicans like Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Rick Scott of Florida about dwindling funds because of cheaper gas and the dawn of electric vehicle use. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's conference championship time in the National Football League. Both games will be played Sunday at 3:05 p.m. Eastern. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be at the Green Bay Packers on Fox. Then at 6:40 p.m., the Buffalo Bills are at the Kansas City Chiefs on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four at the hour now on our overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The charts from Talkers are for the week of January 18th to the 22nd. This is an accompanying piece to the traditional talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison, putting the folks that I work with all week long in the DJV show to work thinking about these stories, the official list. So Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and we're at number four. All of the pardons, the names that are on the list, some we knew, some we didn't know. So what? Under the circumstances, who is a danger to society that's been let out of jail? Any mass murderers? Any big-time swindlers?
Oh, yeah. Swindlers, for sure. Murderers, no.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was on the list, and he actually thanked Trump on Twitter for the pardon before he left office. And even Snoop Dogg, who literally, we're just talking about, had a video of how to kill Trump in a music video that he did, said thank you for releasing, or for pardoning, I guess, the guy from Death Row Records, who was one of them. A lot of these people got the
ear
of Trump,
world.
I think.
Ugh,
yeah.
What a sick world and whole world.
You know, when Trump's administration was working on criminal justice reform, he befriended and heard a lot of these stories. And so Lil Wayne thanked President Trump for pardoning him on Twitter. He said, I want to thank the president for recognizing I have so much more to give my family, my art, my community.
You know what, though? I like Lil Wayne, and I have no issue with him. But here's the thing. Lil Wayne got busted for having an illegal weapon, which was a felony. He went to jail. He got out. And then he knew he was never allowed to have a licensed firearm. That's the law. He is a felon. He's not allowed to have it. And he still brought an illegal weapon just in November. He knew he was breaking the law. Why he got a pardon is that, honestly, that disgusts me.
That how many people commit crimes? But hold on. How many people commit crimes that they know? No, but how many people commit crimes that know that they're committing a crime? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You don't deserve a pardon for that. I don't know. But I don't.
Who's this the congressman that brought a gun into the House this week? Got nabbed by the guy.
Yeah, they're investigating him.
Who was that?
A lot of them are bringing him in for it because they have concealed carry permits. So I think before we throw the guy under the bus, we should see if he has one of those.
Well, why does he need it then?
He has a permit, but I don't know if it's concealed carry, but he has a permit. It's a licensed firearm, but you're not supposed to bring them to the House floor. And that apparently everybody knows, and he defied that.
See a new congressman?
I would think
they'd want him there if they're so afraid about what could happen. I mean, look, you have a lot of people who are out there saying how afraid they are. You would think they'd want to have good, trusted
Who's saying that they're afraid? Who's saying
that? A lot of people in Congress. Nancy Pelosi saying that people are suffering from PTSD and all of this stuff.
It was a traumatic moment. I get that, but the rules are the rules. Change the rule, then. If everyone's allowed to carry a gun, okay, change the rule. But this guy broke the rule.
Number three on the list are the various things being done to improve race relations. I would personally say I don't think that's the number three most important thing that's come around this week, but I'm not putting a list together.
Well, I think there's a focus on it because everybody in Joe Biden's administration that we've heard from so far has talked about systemic racism. I mean, from transportation to your national security advisor, everybody's talking about racism. And I think, look, if that was going to be an initiative for Joe Biden's administration, that's fine. But I think the national security advisor should be focused on national security threats, not about diversity in the country. And I think,
unfortunately, yeah, I agree with you. I think
there
are
white supremacy attacks. Look what we've seen. What happens? That is a threat. That's a domestic threat.
It's not the majority of it's not the biggest problem in the country.
There were like
it certainly is the majority
12 people that broke into
that
the Capitol.
Yeah,
that people
I'm
are saying white supremacists, and we don't even know that they are. So it's not like we're being overrun with white supremacist attacks.
Yeah,
I mean, they might be. We just don't know. We don't know yet about all of that.
Stuff. It's just the tone of everything. I mean, I'm noticing it a whole lot here in my community, maybe because the mayor is black and everything is about diversity. Everything is not about diversity. There are lots of problems that are not related to race, that are not related to color. Unfortunately, many of us who are colorblind, I get myself worked up about this because I'm tired of people being focused on because of the color of their skin, whether it's good or bad.
Even though the reality, I'd be sticking
my head in the sand if I thought the justice system was fair, because it isn't. And there's a real problem. For me, the biggest problem in this area of race relations is how many black dudes are in jail for really nothing.
So I think what you said is really interesting, and it's worth talking about, because it's the same way that I feel. Our generation, and I'm not putting myself necessarily in the same generation with you, Doug, but I think...
Well, you aren't.
The most recent school of thought was to stop seeing color and to treat each person equally. That's what I do. That's what I think you do. I think that's what we attempt to do. But the new school of thought, and I'm really interested to know what Victoria thinks about this, is not that anymore. They want you to see color, and they want you to notice color, and they want you to point out color. And so there's a difference in
they want you to get out of the way for color. That's my mayor. In my community,
that's
exactly what's happening, Victoria.
Well, and maybe that's your town, but that's not what the movement is. That's absolutely not the movement.
But it's the tone. There is a tone that's being set.
Well, what tone should it be? What tone should
it be? The tone should be equality for everybody, period, end of story.
And how do we get to that, though? We can't just wave a wand and it happens.
I don't know, but you don't do it by forcing the public to make way for people of color just because they are people of color. You don't get people, you educate people and you put people into circumstances where they, if the moon were as bright every day of the night, or every night, then we that would be equality. It's not an easy job. Nobody's suggesting that it is. But to artificially implant the faces and the ideas of black people just because they're black is erroneous as far as I'm concerned. You push aside people and you just create more resentment. As much resentment as there is in the black community, it's appropriate. Now there's resentment elsewhere. So somebody has got to come up with, and I hope it's Biden, with an idea to kind of
calm
the waters.
Well, one person can't fix racism. That's why
no,
it's systemic.
There's a tone,
That's
though.
That's a big problem.
There's
yeah.
a tone. There's a tone. And
I
where do you cut
a
it off?
Tone so far.
Where does
yeah.
it stop? That's the question, it seems to me. All right, let's move into the number two item this week, which is the focus on COVID. The president's COVID plan includes reopening schools, which is something that we were just talking about a few minutes ago, how nothing's going on in places like the big cities in California. This is the way our tax dollars. See, I look at it from what are we spending money on and what are we getting? Back to my own community where half the offices in town, including the Board of Health, are closed and the inspectors are doing nothing. A lot of schools are having the same thing. Teachers are getting paid to do nothing. And, you know, it's time for the schools to become what they are supposed to become, centers of learning.
Well, and Biden's new executive order, the COVID executive order, he wants all schools reopened in 100 days. So.
Yep.
He wants everybody back in school.
Should be open.
It should be open
tomorrow.
This is what I guess is weird. So did Trump. Why is it now that? I mean, what has changed? I
think
because
it
wasn't a federal.
Senator.
No, there's a different approach. I think Trump was more hands off and let states decide on what they wanted to do. And I think that Biden wants to have more of a federal standard and a federal guideline.
Yeah, but constitutionally, there's no federal. All he can do is offer guidelines, and the guidelines from the administration, because states do have rights that supersede the federal government when it comes to these local decisions. So Trump was hands off because he had to be, but he encouraged people to get back to work and open schools. And we weren't allowed to do that. Now it's like, well, I guess we can allow.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Now we can open up schools. So it's just the timing is very.
To broaden it out, the COVID thing is number two. Thinking about some of the states, I thought it was pretty interesting to look at the top five states that are the safest in this country at the moment. States like Montana, that I think is ranked in the fourth safest position. As people go about their business of trying to move back into the business of doing business. But you look at some of the places where I met Montana.
Well, yeah, where there's no people.
Open, nobody
I'm
there.
Sure it's beautiful, but yeah. It's
all right.
An easy one.
In a moment, we focus on number one, the inauguration, what's happened to Trump, what's Biden doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's been a focal point of much of what we talked about here already, but we get down to the nitty-gritty of the inauguration itself. That's up next here on our Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
The riots at the Capitol building gave the Democrats the ammo to launch yet another impeachment effort against President Trump. But could this backfire? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. The Democrats recently filed articles of impeachment that likely won't even be reviewed until President Trump is out of office. In their zeal to harm Trump, the Democrats don't seem to realize that using taxpayer money to pull the nation through another impeachment fiasco is exactly the type of over-the-top response that will probably push the American public to turn on them in 2022. But as Napoleon Bonaparte said, never interfere with your enemy when he is making a mistake. The Republicans would do well to take that advice. Learn more at LibertyNation.com, conservative news you can trust.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Let's move back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, they go around the country listening. Well, they don't have to go around the country. They just do what everybody else does. They find how many people listen to this program who aren't listening actually on a radio. It's a hard adjustment for me to make because I'm a radio guy, and this is actually a radio program, and yet people aren't listening as much on the radio. And actually, what truth be told, it has expanded the universe because a lot of people that still have always traditionally listened to the radio. The problem is that people making cars and radios in general are disassociating themselves or dismissing the need for AM and FM radios in cars, which I find about as arrogant as anything I can think of. Who the hell are you to tell us whether we ought to be able to listen to the radio in the car or not? I wouldn't buy a car that didn't have an AM/FM radio in it. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the inaugural, which is number one. A lot of buzz about the people who entertained, about the support around the program, the fact that there weren't many people in Washington for the inauguration, all of that stuff. All right, ladies, what's the most significant thing? Jen, I'll start with you. The most significant part of the inauguration as far as you're concerned?
Well, my overview, I don't know if there's anything that's most significant. I think it's always interesting to watch history being made and seeing past presidents get together. So I watch every single one of them. I thought Lady Gaga did an excellent job with the national anthem. I think her outfit was questionable, but that's just a little girl thing because of the weird bird that was on her chest.
It was a peace dove.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone have a peace dove?
No, they were like half of our chest. And I thought that J-Lo was not very good at all, and I thought that Garth Brooks was great. And I thought it was fun to just watch everybody in the crowd. As far as messaging, I think that Biden's speech was fine. I mean, it was over what, you know, they use the word unity a lot, but for me as a conservative, the proof is in the pudding. I haven't felt like anybody's reached across the aisle yet to me to offer things that are important to me. And I think that words can be hollow when they're not backed up with policies. And I think one thing that's lacking that wasn't before is that you always knew where President Trump stood. I don't know that we know where Biden stands. And I think that's purposeful, but I'd like to see him kind of lay it out a little bit better.
All right. As far as you're concerned, then, Victoria, what do you say?
I echo everything that Jen said. I thought that I was just relieved that it was a very peaceful day, and I thought it was wonderful to see the unity of the former presidents. I love that club. I do think we had a major milestone. There's now a female vice president. That box has now been checked, and that will never be undone. And so I think that was huge for women across the country. We're so far behind other developed nations in terms of female leadership, and we finally have someone who was sworn into that office. So I think that was just a major milestone. And there are kids now who are young, like Jay's little boy, Mac. He's never going to know a time where there wasn't at least one female vice president. And I think that's great.
All right, Jay, quick overview from you on the inauguration. Do you watch
it
all?
Yeah, I agree with Jen and Victoria. Just seeing all of the past presidents and past politicians get together and have that camaraderie, it's nobody is part of a political party in that moment. It's just beautiful. That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I think it's interesting that Trump is being ostracized by some of the people who used to laud him or want to suck up to him down in Palm Beach. As he's moving in, there are a lot of people throwing rocks, literally and figuratively, at Mar-a-Lago and don't want him there. All right, ladies, thank you for being here. It's 10 before the hour on the overview from the DJV perspective of the countdown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Time now for us to examine what's going on with your car, your transportation. If it's an automobile, Nick Miles knows all about it. Nick Miles is the author, if you will, the keeper of the castle at ourautoexpert.com. And as such, he's on the cutting edge of anything and everything that has to do with cars. Remember how excited we got with the discussion of the Mustang Mach-E? You bought one or two, I think. Didn't you?
Yes, I did. I have one in my driveway right now.
So they are delivering them. That's what I'm wondering. And the one in your driveway, does it run? Do they have an engine in it, or just put it there for show?
Well, it doesn't have an engine. They get me all this. I call everything an engine that powers a car. They call it a motor. Apparently, if it's electric, it's a motor.
Really?
But yes, it does. The electric motor, gas engine. That's how they define them.
How do you like driving it? What does it feel like to drive
it? I love
it. I
love it. It's really nice. It's a little disconcerting when you can move silently. It's sort of like a ninja through the, through the crowd of vehicles.
That's what would feel funny to me, especially in a Mustang. I get it in other. It would be like having an electric truck. I don't even get where that's coming from. And I thought it was interesting that Rivian has announced this truck company. Well, they're an electric vehicle company, but they're most known, aren't they, at this point, for the Rivian truck. They raised a lot more money this week, apparently. So
yeah, the R1 is their truck. Well, although, you know, we shouldn't discount Ford, because the F-150 does come in a hybrid, and at low speeds you can drive it on electricity alone, which I have done. And again, disconcerting. I will also say the Mach-E, the Ford Mustang Mach-E, it's not really a Mustang. They say it is. It looks like one slightly, but when you get inside, nothing like the Mustangs that you and I have driven in our youth.
Yeah, so. Right. So, but it is using the name because it still has magic attached to it, I guess, as much as anything else, right?
Yeah, it does have magic. And it's fast, and it's fun, and it is an SUV, but it's not the Mustang that our generation knows of as a Mustang.
Right. Yep. All right. So we were just talking off the air about the future of Chrysler, or as you say, Chrysler, the Jeep brand, the truck brand, and the car brand.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens? Because they have a lot of new, they have different brands. I mean, they have I'm surprised they don't sell Fiats and stuff through those dealers. Why don't they?
Interestingly enough, Fiat is always been struggling. Who would have thought a little Italian car company wouldn't do well in America? Imagine that. Fiat has never really found its feet. It would have maybe found its feet if we had gas at $8 a gallon or those sort of things, but it hasn't really found its feet. It may find its feet if we go more electric, but it hasn't really found its feet. So we can sort of say, you know, Fiat has not done well. Ram and Jeep are big two kingpins in that empire. The company now as a whole is called Stellantis, so Fiat Chrysler is gone as a company, and Stellantis now includes some French companies as well.
Peugeot. Right.
Peugeot Citroën now part of the deal. Here's the interesting thing. The brands don't do well in every country of the world. For instance, Jeep and Ram do not sell well in China. So they're sort of off.
But Chrysler does.
Chrysler does okay. I think Peugeot and Citroën do well in China because they have electric cars, and the Chinese are all about electric cars. So it's a little bit of a confusing mess. I think what's going to happen, because there's only two Chrysler cars available in the United States, which is the Chrysler 300, which is a little bit long in its tooth. Not a bad car, but they don't sell any to be talked about. The only one that does
car rental companies have a lot of them.
Yeah, the only one that does, which of course, pandemic, they're out the window. The only one that does sell well is the Chrysler Pacifica minivan, probably the best minivan in the world, and does really, really well with families. However, it used to be the Dodge Voyager, or the Plymouth Voyager minivan. So, you know, you could easily rebrand that into one of the other brands. So to be honest with you, Chrysler doesn't really have a place in the United States right now, unless they dream up something amazing and to launch a car company nowadays with something amazing, that would cost them a lot. Dodge doing well, but that's about it. They're left with very little apart from Jeep and Ram, so they're probably going to spin those off into separate entities.
But they will own them still. It's not like the Chinese could come along and buy Jeep like they did Volvo. I don't know how many people know Volvo is owned by the Chinese. That'd be the end of it for me. Speaking of the end of it, the Volkswagen Golf is gonzo. Why? Are there too many other models?
Nobody's buying sedans, really. We all want trucks. We all want SUVs. Volkswagen have plowed their life into trucks and SUVs, SUVs definitely in the United States, trucks in Europe. So it's goodbye Golf for now, but that doesn't mean it's the end forever.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com here on the DJV program at 59 past.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.